Right, Father Eugene from the Priests is here, and well, here's a wee teaser for you.
Ding dong, merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong, verily the sky is riven with angels singing.
Oh. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made
super stuff. Father Eugene, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Do you sit and listen to those?
Oh, I do.
Always wondered, you know, when,
well,
you know.
Kind of, you know, to get into the mood for Christmas. I listen to all kinds of Christmas carols, but from time to time I say, will I dip in and hear exactly what we kind of sounded like maybe a couple of years ago when we recorded it.
Yeah. Do you think you have changed musically since this all started for you?
Well, I think we've got a huge experience under our belt now that we'd never had before as a result of, you know, being signed up in 2008. And we've done things that we never, ever dreamed of in our lives and never, ever expected. So it's been a hugely rewarding and enriching experience.
Yeah. You see, because you're priests,
yep.
There are situations you won't find yourself in.
Oh, well, that's true.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people being signed by a record company and selling millions of records like you, for them it would be the gateway to, well, let's say, rock and roll excesses, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think probably we're fortunate in that it happened to us at a particular, shall we say, time in our lives. And we read what it did to others, maybe a bit younger. So
yeah.
we kind of avoided getting ourselves into that.
Do you find that record company people and maybe people at concerts are unsure how to behave around you?
Sometimes I think people who have come to maybe the concerts for the first time just don't know what to expect and maybe come wondering, is this kind of going to be a kind of a, well, how would you say, a kind of quasi-prayerful meeting?
Is it a holy roller kind of thing? Yeah.
It's not. No, it's not. It's very light and, you know, there's nothing of that nature to it. It's a matter of coming to enjoy the music, and because music crosses all kinds of boundaries, it can reach, you know, parts of the soul, parts of the heart that words can't. And that's the kind of basic experience. Yeah, some of our music obviously is sacred in nature, kind of classical sacred repertoire. But we do an awful lot of other things. In fact, listeners might be interested to know that we did a cover of Van Morrison's Have I Told You Lately That I Love You
in
a couple of our concerts there recently. And what would I say to general critical acceptance, acclaim, you know.
Yeah.
And
actually, but it is a lovely song.
Lovely song, and the sentiments are, you know, they're universal, and that's the kind of music that touches the heart, I think, with our concerts.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the lyrics, that could almost lend itself to a prayer as well.
Exactly. And there's lots of things, like you Raise Me Up, there's another one. They're not specifically religious, but they have a spiritual and uplifting, you know, content.
One thing I meant to ask you, I was thinking about this today, because in most bands there are rows and arguments about what songs you're going to do, and that's not going on the album, or I'm leaving the band.
Through a hissy fit.
Do the priests have, let's say, heated discussions?
Well, we have our, how do you say, we have our artistic differences from time to time.
Yeah.
And we do. Yeah, we talk things, but we talk them out. But we do have our own opinions on certain things, and, you know, even the kind of the tempo of maybe a piece of music, mm-hmm. or the dynamic of it, the colour of it, you know, as you, you know, where you have your louds and softs, and where one voice should maybe be more predominant than another, just to give it, you know, contours and add a bit
well,
of
that's
difference.
Good. That's like every band has those rows.
Yeah, we just don't hit everybody. We don't hit each other over the head.
Yeah,
but in most bands,
it's a war about everybody trying to be the loudest. You know.
Yeah. That's, no, I think we're very gentlemanly about it.
I'd love to be
as you would expect, a
fly on the wall. I would, you know. And again, I'm wondering about when you go into the studio. Do producers do they know how to behave around you? Because maybe they've had Aerosmith in, you know, last week, well, and then all of a sudden we got these three men of the cloth coming in.
I suppose Mike Hedges, who was a producer on all our albums, Mike, you know, recorded and produced Judas Priest and a few other heavy metal bands, and I think he did find our approach a little different, you would say.
Yeah, yeah.
But I suppose they adapt. They didn't say any bad words or anything of that nature. They were terribly, terribly well behaved in that. But no, they were themselves, and that was great. And we were ourselves, and we got on like a house on fire.
No, that's great to know. You know, it's but you don't go around all preachy and all anyway.
No.
You always, I mean, I've been in your company several times. You do your best to make people feel comfortable anyway.
Absolutely,
you know?
that's really what it's about. They know who we are, but we're not out in any kind of, you know, evangelical crusade of any description. That's not, there's time and a place for that. No, we're in the concert platform, or we're recording the music, and it's a great opportunity just simply to meet people and to sing for them and to see that enjoyment in their faces, and it gives us a great lift. And hopefully, you know, people who come to the concerts get a similar kind of lift, and they love the banter. We have a great banter on stage and chat, and anything that's contemporary or that's in the news, we might pepper our conversation with it and get a bit of audience participation.
As you said, that might surprise some people.
Yeah, yeah.
They maybe think, oh, we're just going to hear something.
Going a bit stuffy.
Yeah.
No, we're far from stuffy.
I've had you in the studio. I know you're far from stuffy, but some people might have this, you know, preconception that it's,
if they come along, they'd be happily surprised, I think.
Yeah. And you're doing, sorry, I don't have the gigs in front of me. It's my fault.
We have a gig on Saturday in the Millennium Forum, Saturday evening. And that's our Christmas concert. And we'll be joined there by the Derry-based choir Codetta,
mm-hmm.
who are well known. They've been performing a few times during the UK City of Culture year. And in fact, I think more recently performed in the Royal Albert Hall as well, in linking up with that experience of the City of Culture. So we're great. It's wonderful to have them. And then on Sunday evening in the Waterfront Hall, we're being joined by Fort William College, the Dominican College.
Yeah.
The girls there are coming to sing. And we've also, in both concerts, we've got two, you may say, premier pieces that are being performed, both by local composers. And so that'll add a wee bit of local interest to it. We've already sung one of them in our more recent concert tour of America, which we did during some weeks in November. And it received very well. So this is the first time it'll be sung at home. It's called Ring Out Your Praise. And the other one is a little carol. It's been composed by a Strabane man called McCafferty, Terry McCafferty, and it's called A Saviour Is Born. Lovely, simple little carol. It's never been performed, I think, in public ever before, and we're going to give it a platform at both concerts.
Very good. Tell you what, he didn't mess about. Never been performed in public. It was straight to the priests.
Well,
we sent
it in to us a couple of years ago, and we said, look, not this year, and last year was the same. So, I felt that, we should follow through on it, and Terry was delighted. I hope he's pleased with the end result.
No, terrific. Absolutely terrific. Well, it's going to be... Do you know, I don't know if you keep an eye on this, are there any tickets left for these shows?
Yeah, there's some tickets. I think they're fast selling, everybody. They're fast selling. So there are some tickets left for both concerts, but be quick.
Yes,
in there.
I would say be quick.
Be quick.
Listen, this is probably to do with your real job as a priest. I always wondered, do priests at the seminary get taught how to speak in public?
Yeah, we have. I don't know what it's called now, but we used to have a professor, and he was the professor of sacred eloquence.
Right.
To give him his full title.
Yeah.
I don't think it's called that now, but there would be training and help given to those who maybe found it daunting. It's always daunting to get up before anybody and speak, let alone get up and preach. So you're given. Basic tools, but then it very much depends on the kind of creative character and personality of every individual priest and their strengths and weaknesses, which is brought to bear whenever they and they get up to speak in
public. No, I was just wondering then, because you would certainly find out, well, there's some priests not suited for the trenches, the cold face, speaking to people. And,
you know. There's that, of course. Yeah. And I think you soon find out when you begin. You know?
Okay, yeah. Well, listen, Father Eugene, thanks for coming in. Just to remind people, the mix we played earlier on is from the album Noel. Okay, and a track that people have been asking for, we'll go out on, is when you teamed up with Shane McGowan.
Yeah, that was an experience. That was an unlikely collaboration, I'd imagine. It's a bit like the David Bowie, Bing Crosby one, and that's what
exactly,
that's where we thought, well, would Shane be interested in doing something similar? And he jumped at it. And we had an interesting evening with him, it must be said, because he's a very different character from the likes of ourselves. So we had a very interesting meeting with him and session with him in the recording studio in Dublin. And hope people like the result.
Oh yes, no problem. So just to remind you folks, Millennium Forum Saturday, Waterfront Hall on Sunday. Father Eugene, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's terrific. The Priest from the album Noel, which is full of, if you like, Christmas classics, songs for this time of year. And that was Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth, with Shane McGowan. Don't forget, the gigs are Millennium Forum on Saturday, Waterfront Hall on Sunday.